407 WIRX. Well, hey there. Good morning. How you doing? Good to see you. Oh, man. Got to wake my ass up. It's a busy day today. I got a lot going on. I don't got time to be sleepy, all right? High of 59 today, low of 48 tonight. Some possible rain later on. We'll see. I don't know. Right now, I don't know why I talk to I don't know. Right now, what is it right now? It's 43.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, this is pretty cool if you're a movie buff out there. In Australia, starting in March, the world's largest bed cinema, Move-In Bed, will be open for business, allowing people to watch movies from the comfort of a bed underneath the stars. So it's like a drive-in, but you're on beds. That's pretty cool, man. The cinema features 150 inflatable double beds with pillows and blankets and bedside tables with LED lights. The beds supposedly can fit up to three people each, but customers can also bring their own blanket to put on the ground like a picnic if they prefer. Screening includes recent releases like La La Land and Lion, and also classics such as E.T. and Lord of the Rings. I think this is a really cool idea. However, they gotta know, like, after the third or fourth showing, those beds are just going to be covered in bodily fluids. I hope they have a way to, like, clean those. They better just be able to, like, spray those down with bleach, because let's be honest. If you put me in a bed at a movie theater, I'm not going to watch the movie. I'm going to try and get it on. I did that in cars. Hell, I did that just in regular movie theaters. If you give me a bed, come on, man. Come on. Especially outside in Australia. Everything in Australia is trying to kill you. So that may be a little dangerous. We'll see. Bathroom breaks are one of the best parts of the workday. Let's be honest. You're still on the clock. You're getting paid to do your business, but you get quiet time. You get alone time. You can play on your phone and just whatever. Well, a Japanese company is trying to kill that. They're called KDDI, and they created an app that could let your boss know when you're spending an extra long time in the bathroom. What? The app is set up to monitor the stalls in all of the bathrooms in an office building. People can check to see if the stalls are available before they head to the bathroom, which can save them the hassle of getting to the bathroom, finding it solely occupied. That's no good, obviously. But the app can also send an alert to management if one stall has been occupied for too long. This is BS. Now, right now, it's only on sale in Japan. No word if it'll be available over here. What kind of crap is that? Pun intended. Come on. Let us have that. At most, I spend 40 minutes in the bathroom, okay? That's not bad. Trying to monitor my dukes is ridiculous. And lastly, Harrison Ford has starred in a lot of films, but the latest one out today is, I'm sure, one he wished he wasn't in. It's the one that shows him dangerously flying his small plane directly over a packed American Airlines jet. If you may have heard, the incident last week at John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California, was captured on surveillance camera and leaked to TMZ. It clearly shows the 74-year-old actor mistakenly landing his single-engine plane on a taxiway instead of a runway. The FAA says it's investigating the incident. There's reports that Harrison seemed confused over the radio. He wasn't quite sure where he was at. That's pretty scary, man. But luckily, everyone's okay, and I don't know, man. They may pull his license. We'll see what happens, but I'm glad everyone's fine. Anyway, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?